81333 and Russ. Start your teletext, 81333. However, I'm so looking forward to this. About half an hour, 35 minutes from now, we will be catching up with our roving travel reporter, at his own expense, Andy Mossack. Believe the letters. If I don't say that, the letters. Yeah, every time he comes on the show, he is somewhere different in this world of ours. He's been in every discernible continent we've spoken to him. Antarctica is the only place he hasn't been on. I have no idea where he is. Here is the first clue tonight. A couple of times I'll give you this. So if you know where he is, if this rings bells, then please let me know. All the numbers I give out usually, right? Clue number one. I'm in the Snowy Mountains this week, in a region that was once a powerful, independent duchy with a very distinctive name. Its three mountain valleys are all interconnecting, making it the largest skiing area in the world. I'm in the Snowy Mountains this week in a region once a powerful independent duchy with a very distinctive name. Its three mountain valleys are all interconnecting, making it the largest skiing area in the world. Now, he does love his snow. I've got to say that for Andy Mossack. So where do you think he is? Powerful independent duchy? Oh, I'm thinking of all the old royal houses, all of the old royal families from across Europe. Germany, Switzerland. He's got to be the Swiss. He's got to be around Swiss, hasn't he? He's got to be in the Swiss area, Swiss-German border, Austria. He could be even further afield. Could be in Cleckheaton for all I know. You know, 81333 in Russ. However, you want a phone? Maybe you know where he is. You're a skier too, right? 0345 303 3333. 0345 303. 3333. We have half an hour. Where is he? Here's your second clue. Doing it nice and early tonight, so we had the clue for where in the world is Andy Mossack. If you just joined me, he returns later in about 15 minutes' time. Roving travel reporter. Two clues as to where he is in the world. Here is your second and final clue. The historical capital city of this duchy was the original seat of the powerful dukes who kept the Shroud of Turin here before moving it to their new seat in Turin in 1578. The historical capital city of this duchy was the original seat of the powerful dukes who kept the Shroud of Turin here before moving it to the new seat of Turin in 1578. Where do you think he is? Man himself before too long, 81333 and Russ. I have no idea. Genuinely need your help. Here's Elton John. For Andy Mossack as well. Mike saying, is Andy in Jerusalem? Snowy Mountain, Australia. Liechtenstein's a popular choice, actually. Several people say that. Austria. Now, the Shroud of Turin is leading us in a certain direction, but I'm not entirely sure where. Hi to Stephen Alley. Andy is in the Chambéry region of France. Chambéry, is that how you say it? All I know how to say in French is Chateau Neuf de Pape. Believe it or not, that's the fourth time I've said that this evening. Please don't ask the context. Where is Andy? We'll find out next, because the man himself is on. 81333 and Russ. I've still no idea. He may have pipped us. This early in the week, I know. Rewind coming up later. I'll maybe give you one or two clues if you're especially good. Here's Gladys Knight and the Pips. Don't change your mind. Before we get there, though, roving travel reporter is out and about for a fresh year of adventures where he happens across Michelin star eating contests, usually, and always a fascinating travel log as well. I love this fella. It's time to say hello to Andy Mossack. Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Russ. How are you?
I am absolutely fine. All the best of the new year to you, my friend.
Yes, in the same back, in the same back.
Excellent. So you're on the road, and I've got to say, I have several options as to where you are. So I have done the scientific method of closing my eyes and just hitting the screen, and I've landed on one, and I'm going to put it to you. I'm just by chance, I'm agreeing with Stephen Alley, who are in Wath, who think you're in the Chambéry region of France.
Oh, I really thought I had it. Everybody stumped.
Is that where you are?
Well, I was in Chambéry on Saturday, yes. Yes.
By just smacking a computer screen, we've happened upon what is almost the right answer. So where exactly are you then?
I'm gutted now. it's the Savoie region, the Savoys, you know, the Dukes of Savoy. That's the actual region we're in, which is southeastern France in the French Alps. And right now, I'm in the Three Valleys, which is the biggest ski area in the world. And it's minus 13.
Oh, man, that's chilly.
It's a little bit parky, to say the least, but I'm nice and warm in this lovely little bedroom I've got here. But today it's been great up on the slopes and plenty of snow. And of course, this time of the year, you know, the ski season is in full swing. Plenty of snow everywhere. And even if you don't ski, it's always nice to get out there and go have a walk. And the views are just stunning, of course. So that's lovely. And this particular region is great because it's very historic. So Chambéry was very, very lovely town. You remember I was in Lyon last year?
Yes.
Chambéry is like a smaller version of Lyon. It's got hidden passageways and lovely little hidden courtyards. And of course, the Duke's Palace is here. And that full-size copy of the Shroud of Turin is in the Palace Chapel. And it is quite something to see.
So are you in a town at the moment? Are you in a village? Or are you in a resort up the mountains?
Yeah, I mean, the Three Valleys is this huge kind of ski resort. There's eight different resorts up here, and I'm in the this lovely part, which is you know, there's some resorts like Courchevel, which is very famous. Mm-hmm. Val d'Isère, which is very famous. Ooh, you might think I'm going to be there swanning it around with a glitzy resort, but no. There is some less glitzy ones up here, but very welcoming. And I'm in a place called Mirabel. Mm-hmm. And Motteray, which is next door. And they're lovely. You know, they're absolutely lovely and very kind of chalet-like everywhere. And it's smashing, actually, and very, very welcoming. And lots of English people, which is actually quite nice.
So you're in, I must admit, you're in a world now, which is one that I've never ventured into. I've never skied or attempted to ski in my life. And it's something I must say. The whole life around it, correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, but half of the fun of a skiing holiday is what happens when you're not on the piste, for example.
Well, I agree with you, yeah. There's a lot of going down and going back up again and going down again, right? And then around about 3 o'clock, it all sorts of wind down, and there is this après ski, which is a lot of dancing on tables, which they were doing this afternoon up in the pub on the mountain. I mean, it is ridiculous, isn't it? You've got this kind of pub-like place 9,000 feet up a mountain. I mean, it's pretty crazy, isn't it? Everyone's drinking beer.
9,000 feet up a mountain. Can you get a full English?
You can get a full English or a full French, actually, more to the point, because you've got some very nice cheese. This place is like a cheese paradise. You know, you've got reblochon, of course. You've got fondue, raclette, and Beaufort cheese, which is the region right here. So everybody's just cheese crazy. So if you like cheese, it's the place to be. But you might think, you know, that skiing is a rather expensive hobby.
Yeah.
You know?
No, because that's the thing, because you've got to have all the gear, haven't you?
A lot of people, obviously, it's a bit like diving, you know, they all try and show off a bit. And you do get all the skiing experts here. But, you know, a lot of the fun is to go out there for the first time, or the novices who try it. And it's a fun outdoor sport. So you can hire the equipment, sure.
Yeah.
And the nice thing here is I'm with Ski France this week, and they've got some great deals right now. You would think, you know, in sort of prime time like this, it would be hard to get some good value. But they specialise in sort of valuable holidays. But the thing is, if you've got kids, this stunned me, actually. They've got they take children up to 18 go free. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, that's so okay. So when you're out there and you're on the slopes, and there are let's just say there are people who are travelling on more of a budget. I mean, do you rub shoulders with people whose budgets maybe have a few more zeros on them? I mean, is everybody together? Is it quite an inclusive thing, this a resort like this?
You know, there are. I think you'll find some of the more wealthier ones would probably go across to Courchevel or Val d'Isère, one of those types of glitzy places. So, you know, these slopes here tend to be just average Joes, you know, people out for a good time of all ages, I've got to say. There's some people of a certain age, and there's some young guys, you know, having a good time too. So it's fun, and you get up in these great lifts, and it's just a good buzz around the place, I must say. It is lovely, but it's not all about skiing around here. You've got, like I said, Chambéry is a lovely town. And you've got this other place which really surprised me too. I mean, have a look at it. It's called Aix-les-Bains. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't. It's a new one on me.
Aix-les-Bains. Okay. Well, it's an old Roman town, but it's famous because it's got these really hot thermal baths. And it was more famous because Queen Victoria came here many times to help her ailing daughter Beatrice.
Right.
And she came here all the time, and it's got these lovely kind of healing hot baths, but an absolutely beautiful lake called Lake Bourget, which is the biggest natural water lake in France. And it's just stunning. You know, you sit there on this vast expanse of water, and here you are, it's sort of in the mountains in the Alps, and it's beautiful vista. So it's a lovely place to go to, and it's not all just about going up and down a hill, you know.
Okay, so plenty of history to sink your teeth into there.
Lovely history. Yeah. That's the beauty of this region. There's so much to see and do, because it's got this incredible history from the Savoys, who you know, they did their bit in Italy, and they touched a bit of Switzerland, and they were everywhere around Europe. So 800 years, actually, they were practically independent. So it used to be, you know, like a bit like Luxembourg, I guess, you know, a completely independent state until it then became this part of France. So
and it's a replica of the Shroud of Turin.
Yeah, it is indeed. Yeah. But it was there for I think 200 years, something like that. I might be wrong. Don't quote me on that. But it was there in this chapel on display. And when things got a little bit dicey with people massing on the borders, the guys moved it down to Turin and moved their whole HQ over to Turin. And that's where the Savoys ended up. But it's a great place. And I'm enjoying my first New Year adventure.
I'm going to say, well, yes, I think. Well, there's enough cheese to keep you happy, I think.
Yeah, and I might take some home if I can pass by the weight limit on the airline, yeah.
Have you had the fondue?
I did tonight, actually. I had a fondue and a raclette. I had ridiculous cheese. I could feel it going into the arteries as I was eating it.
I was going to say, it's not like you're going to have some crazy dreams tonight, Andy.
Oh, thanks a lot. So mind boggles. That's not an image I particularly fancy thinking about.
How are you going to get yourself? How do you get yourself to these places? I imagine. Oh, do low cost airlines fly there? I mean, can you get in by rail? What's the lowdown?
The best way, mate, is to you can fly to Chambéry actually directly, but the easiest way is to go to Geneva, and there's lots of flights from the low-cost airlines into Geneva, and they've got that sorted. They've got lots of people. I mean, I came in Saturday and it was packed. Wow. You know, people just flocking in from as quickly as they can, because it is peak time right now, so things are happening. Okay. Yeah, and you can get a ski pass to go across any of the eight resorts here. It's around €250 for the week. Okay. So it's, when you think about it, a week for unlimited fun on the slopes isn't too bad.
I've got a question which might be a silly question, so you'll have to forgive me for this one, but it just shows how little I know about the skiing world. But
yeah.
There you are. I mean, here we are, mid-January, there's so much snow. It's a beautiful skiing resort. When we get into the summer months, does it retain snow right up on the peaks? And is there almost like a separate sort of tourist? I imagine it'd be very good for walking in certain valleys that aren't filled with snow, you know, in the summertime. Yeah. Is it equally as beautiful then?
Absolutely. I absolutely love the resorts in summer because it is a completely different feel. Not as busy, of course, because it's not quite as sought after in the summer. But the views and the, you know, the pastures and it certainly up on the alpine slopes, you don't get the snow unless you're really up the top, you know, like a big one like Mont Blanc. But summer, you know, it's fabulous because it's very, very hot. And the flowers are out, and it just looks amazing. So it's great. And they move all the cows up on the slopes in the summer too.
Well, get them out of the way. I think it makes sense.
Get that cheese, mate. That's what it is.
Yeah, get that cheese. We've got to top up the reserves here. So Aix-les-Bains is one particular. Would you like to know where it's twinned with?
I knew you were going to say that.
It's my favourite thing. I see how many of these you've been to. Rosemere in Canada.
No.
Fairbanks, no. Alaska.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Well, there you go. Kislovodsk in Russia.
Oh, I was only thinking about that last week.
Of course you were. And here's my favourite. Aix-les-Bains is twinned with Moulay Yacoub in Morocco.
Well, I mean, I'm speechless.
Live and learn, mate, don't you?
Amazing.
There you go. And how long are you there for? You went in at the weekend? How long?
I did, yeah, here till Wednesday night. Wednesday. And then back home. Yes, it's my birthday tomorrow.
What? Many, many happy returns.
Thank you.
Is this? Have we interrupted you on a birthday present then?
No, nothing. I get nothing.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you have a bit of cheese then and celebrate your birthday.
All I've got is a card that was put in my case by my wife on Saturday before I left.
Oh, Andy, world's smallest violin plays, doesn't it? Thank you very much. You take care of yourself, mate.
All right, I'll be back in a couple of weeks somewhere completely opposite of this.
Oh, excellent. He's in a desert then, we know that much. He's in a sea-level desert. Andy Mossack then, enjoying the Alps with a glass of Chateauneuf-du-Pape. There's five times for that.